The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Part of the...
Carl.
You know, it's part of the... Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. And the news was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. 1460 AM, by the way, if you're not hearing it, it's because there's some work being done on it. And people have been out trying to reset some things because of the rain and all these other things that have happened. I think I'll head down there too today, just to make sure that there's nothing that we can do for
tower cleanup. Could be.
We were completely out of the area this whole weekend.
Could have been a tree that fell or something.
Oh no! Don't even say that.
No.
Nope. But Mike Quinn is on top of this.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. So today our lows will be 57. We have showers throughout the day. Heavy rain tonight with our highs of 67. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Ashley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you said there was a flash flood warning.
Yes, for this afternoon, possible thunderstorms. So this rain is almost over, but we've gotten a lot of it. I know a friend who almost lost his bridge over the weekend to his house.
Ooh.
So, I tell you what.
Well, nobody wants to lose their bridge, I can tell you. I feel like that daily. I'm going to lose my bridge today.
In fact, Bob lost his bridge, but luckily we found it in the sink.
And sometimes.
And got it back in.
While putting your bridge back together, you can find your marbles. So Monday night, tonight, showers, like the chance of showers. And then Tuesday calls for slight chance of showers. Then sunny. With our high of 68 and our lows of 45.
Did you notice how warm it was yesterday when we got back?
Absolutely. It was in the
50s. It was beautiful.
It was absolutely beautiful.
The house was
Did you know that
warm.
Yesterday when we left Cedarville, that the friends that we were with sent a beautiful picture of the rainbow? It was like, you know, it's God's country up. It's God's country up here anyway. But Cedarville, especially that valley, is just, you know.
Magnificent.
Then no wonder spaceships like to land there. Now, on Thursday, chance of showers with a high of 67 and lows of 47. So, rain throughout the week, actually, except for Wednesday, which is our beautiful 72 day. You're going to hear the daffodils singing that day. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning. Early call.
Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I won the tickets for the Shrek performance over the weekend, and I got to tell you, one, thank you so much, and two, if you have your listeners, do not miss that performance.
Aww.
It was incredible, wonderful.
Thank you so much for that call. It's so nice to hear when you give tickets away, and I've been listening to, you know, the new artistic director who is brand new into the area. This is her first, like, real production, and I've been here. All the things that happen when you put on a production like this, first of all, it's great to get feedback. And so what was your takeaway?
I was just floored. I mean, the amount of people that were on the stage and the quality and the fun that everyone was having was just, like I said, just don't miss it. I mean, you got to see it.
Okay,
you know,
thank
Bruce,
you.
Thank you so much. You know
we're going to go this weekend.
We had Donkey and the Princess on, you know, of course, they weren't in costume, but they seemed like they were, you know, they were really, you know, stoked for doing this, too, so.
Yeah, unbelievable. One time I take the little one out to the bathroom, and they're, you know, Donkey and Shrek and the Princess, they're mingling around in the back lobby there. And then, you know, within a minute, they're on stage doing their lines. As it's just unbelievable that they could just hang out, and then all of a sudden, boom, back in there doing their thing. Crazy.
Great.
Okay,
love it. Thank you, Bruce.
We have Shrek's doing it this coming weekend.
And, you know, support Cascade Theater, your local
theater. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay.
Okay, hey, you know what? Another great event is here, and I'm here with Wade Bellinger from the Louderback's Black Powder Club 41st Annual Rendezvous. Now, good morning there,
good
Wade.
Morning.
Tell us what a rendezvous is.
Well, this is a loosely reenactment of a fur trade rendezvous back in the 1840s for the American fur trappers and the trade companies that bring their supplies in for the next year and swap them out for beaver fur and other furs. And have the ensuing party So
okay, now you got to picture this. I'm just reading a book, and it's about a trapper. And but you have to picture these men were up in the mountains, risking their lives,
Rocky Mountains.
just not just fur weather,
trapping.
But,
mm-hmm.
but there was altercations with Native Americans and all these. But they were up there, many of them by themselves. Some of them were with groups.
Right.
And then every year at this time, when the spring hit,
they'd all come together.
They'd come together so that they had one place they could sell their furs. But two, then they can get all their supplies, but then they catch up on everything.
Everything.
Everything was at this rendezvous. Wait a minute, can I say this again? Everything was at this rendezvous. But
of course.
Copious amounts of alcohol.
Yes.
And then they'd have shooting events, and they'd have all types of things.
Just imagine if you're a gold mining town, and you're up there in them their heels, and you come in, and you've got all your things that can make you dance and play and feel like, okay, I've got 4 days of... whatever that is.
Well, and you have to remember it's pre-1840. There's no such thing as matches, rain gear, waterproof material. They lived with buckskin and wool and survived in the Rocky Mountains all winter long.
And when they were trapping, they were in cold water a lot. So uh-huh. many of them suffered from rheumatism and all this. Now, how many people would show up for these? Was there an estimate on it? At any time, how many really those free how many trappers were out there?
Probably free trappers, probably less than 100.
Right.
The fur companies all had companies up trapping and trading. Mm-hmm. All year long.
But we're not talking thousands here.
No.
No, we're talking into the hundreds?
A few hundred, possibly.
And, and the other thing, too, is with these mountain men, these were the men that really, they're the ones that opened the West.
Oh, definitely.
They're the ones that found the trails. Those are the ones that marked the passes in all this.
What was the movie that had Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hardy
Revenant.
In it?
Revenant.
Okay, so they were trappers. Mm-hmm. And so you can imagine, you saw that movie, which we love. You just saw how really tough the conditions were.
Very accurate there. That was they really strive to be very accurate mm-hmm. with their gear and their guns and everything.
So tell us about how you got involved. Let's hear a little bit about you, Wade. You're here talking about
personally?
It. Yeah, I want to hear. You're wearing a Black Powder Club, a Ladderback hat, and let's talk about how you got involved with Black Powder Club.
Actually, my ex-wife bought me a Black Powder pistol because it was pretty. Back in the early 70s.
It can happen that way.
Right, and got me hooked on it. I was introduced to Mr. Bill Louderback, and he at that time was a retired machinist and built Hawkins half-stock rifles, custom guns. And he helped me build my first one. So I've been a member of Louderback's for about 44 years.
So Louderback's is the man who made...
Yeah, he was elected president of the club in the 60s. There was a group of men that used to go hunting, and they decided to form a club and make him president. It's actually called Louderback's Fiddlebackers, because fiddleback is fiddleback maple, what the stocks are made of. And it's also the back of violins. It's a high, hard, dense maple. So...
You know, Wade's been, it's what, the second or third year? Somebody's always coming through here for the
Ladderback. That's my second year.
Second year. Okay. And who's the young lady that, she's a knife maker?
Nicole Lindstrom.
Nicole Lindstrom.
Yes, yes.
We've known Nicole. Of course, Nicole is one of those people, when she was born, she was already 22.
Correct.
And so now she's still in the club?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Of course. And she's, okay.
So we're talking April 11th through the 14th. We're here with Wade. It's a four-day rendezvous. It's the Black Powder Club 41. We're trying to find out the pre-registration is requested. It's a $15 individual, $20 family. We're trying to make sure that you know about this. Is there a website? How do we draw people if they'd like to attend this? Or even there's camping areas, a primitive tin teepee and traders. Hooker Creek campsite will be open at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, April 9th. Let's talk about the divisions a little bit. We've just got a minute left.
Let's just take a quick break. Go across, and we've got time for
another few
minutes, and then we'll kick you out of here.
Excellent.
Okay, it's 7:15 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by, our friends over at Red Bluff Roundup. It's going to be happening there. The first performance is at 7 p.m. on the 19th of April, which is coming up soon. And then three-day rodeo. It's the largest three-day rodeo in the country with over 600 contestants and $250,000 in prize money. We still have some tickets we'll be giving away in the 8 o'clock hour. Okay.
I think we only have just a few left, and they are for Easter Sunday. So
it is for Easter Sunday.
Right.
You can pre-purchase tickets, though, at RedBluffRoundup.com. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back with Louder About Black Powder Club, 41st Annual Rendezvous. I have some more questions I want to ask on the history of this.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Believe all over again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. And then I saw her face. The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive, let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best-kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Adult talk radio, you might say. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Totally Trucks. They're looking for a suspension, drivetrain tech, and an automotive parts installer. Pay ranges up to $27 per hour. And for more information, give them a call at 222-2246. Totally Trucks, they're on Bocelli, and they're looking to hire now. So if you know of anybody, it's a good chance to get a job out there and something you love. 61 degrees, 719 in the morning. And we're here with Wade Bellinger from the Lauterbach's Black Powder Club 41st Annual Rendezvous. It's going to be this weekend from 11th through the 14th. And if it's a good place to take your kids to, even if you're not into the dress of it, but to go down and see what one of these camps really looked like back in the 1840s.
Oh, definitely. It's a family-oriented event. So, and we really stress for the kids to come down. We'll have a separate primitive area where everything has got to be pre-1840. Your camping, your dress, your cooking, and everything. So it's a way to go through. Everyone's more than happy to explain what's going on and how they did things back in the early pioneer days.
You also have a peewee shoot?
Yes. The division's peewee from 6 years old on up to, they go up to 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then they shoot actually with cross sticks like the buffalo hunters at the pistol targets.
And you're not going to see any scopes or any of that kind of stuff. This is just, this is just like it was buckhorn sights from 1840s.
Open iron sights, round patch ball.
That's right.
Pure lead balls with black powder or synthetic powder decks.
Do you have a contest on loading?
Oh, definitely.
On how fast you load, how many shots you can get off in a minute or 2 minutes or something like that?
That's the fort shoot. We have actually an event that's three-man teams. You're behind a fort wall shooting at actually chickens that are attacking you. They're metal silhouette chickens.
Let's just talk about chickens. This weekend, we were up in Cedarville. In Cedarville, up in that area, and it's raining. It's raining really hard. So there's eight of us standing outside talking with the rancher there. And we're talking about, well, it's going to be hard to shoot. And it's, all this rain is just pouring down on us. We're all up there talking. And I look over, and the chickens, there's like four of them, really big ones, under the truck, out of the rain. And we're all standing. When I saw the chickens were out of the rain, one of the God's stupidest creatures.
Had more sense than you.
Had more sense than me. I went back and got my truck, and I said, there's nothing they're going to tell me I don't already know. It's raining, and you can't shoot. So, but.
As long as you didn't look up and drowned.
That was the thing. That was the one thing. I was with Lou White, and I said, Lou, don't look up. Stop. Don't look up. Don't look up, Lou. I'm not going to give you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
What kind of crowd? Let's go back to a little bit about the Lauterbach's Black Powder Club 41st Annual Rendezvous, again, April 11th to the 14th. As we're here in our last segment before we take our 7:30 break, I would like to find out how you are, is there somewhere where they can go find this page?
We have a website, lauterbachsblackpowderclub.org. We're also on Facebook, and you can see the map how to get there. It's actually on McCoy Road off of Hooker Creek, which is west of Interstate 5, about halfway between Cottonwood and Red Bluff. So we're expecting actually good weather this weekend.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Now, this is also a time that y'all get into the trading stuff, right?
It says Trader's Row right there.
There'll be a Trader's Row they offer goods that are geared for this sport.
Mm-hmm.
So no yard sale stuff. But we'll have Trader's Row. We'll have a tin teepee area. The participants can camp for free.
What's a tin teepee?
Tin teepee, motorhomes and campers.
Oh, okay,
as opposed to the primitive area that's all canvas. So,
okay. Now, you've got a primitive area that is just all canvas.
That's all canvas pre-1840. Everything there.
Everybody sleeps on their buffalo robes?
Yep.
If they have them.
Yeah.
This sounds like a great event for families.
It is. It's very very family oriented.
What's your turnout usually?
We'll get 150 shooters on an average.
Wow.
So we're one of the bigger shoots.
How many people come out and camp around-ish?
A couple hundred.
Wow. So there's a lot of people that camp if they're not shooting, they just love the event to witness.
It's free for to come out and just walk around and ask, any question you want. Everybody's more than happy to help.
Can you get something to eat out there if somebody comes out for the day?
Yes, we will have a food vendor there.
Okay.
So
you get, there's lots of parking and
For everybody. Lots of room. The Kite family has been gracious enough to allow us for the last 40 years to use their ranch, so we have 300.
Now,
the
costumes here have to be constructed as if it was done in pre-1840?
This is open for the public, so you're not required to be in costume.
No, I mean the participants, though.
No, you're not required to be in costume.
Oh, okay.
Anybody, it's to open up to the public to encourage people to bring their muzzleloaders is
okay.
out in the closet.
Okay, see, I didn't realize that.
So, yeah, but it's all open to the public.
But you can't. But you do have people that compete in the costumes.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. But all that has to be.
Yeah, if you're in the primitive, camping in the primitive area, you have to be in full primitive clothing.
It can't be anything. You can't do it in a modern way. You've got to, like, does it have to be sewn by hand and all these? Or do you get
There's
that?
There's some allowance. Okay. You know, when you're sewing a shirt together, that takes forever. So, but the fabrics, will be authentic, the trim and how it's made.
Mm-hmm.
But the event is open to the public to participate. So you do not have to be all geared up for full primitive.
Okay. Now, what Wade's doing is I somehow acquired a black powder rifle. And I didn't know anything about it. I looked it up. I saw it had been made in Italy. Mm-hmm. But it's imported by an American company here.
Right.
But it's missing something called a nipple. Now, explain to people how a black powder rifle works.
Well, in I believe it was 1823, the percussion cap was invented.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, 200 years prior to that, the guns, the ignition system on the muzzleloaders were flintlocks. That's what was used in the Revolutionary War and the War of 1812.
Which everybody's, I'm sure you've seen movies and photos of these, but that was a piece of flint. They would pour powder into a pan.
Correct.
And then when they pulled it, the flint would hit steel and would spark.
Hit the prism, the sparks fall into the pan, ignite the priming powder, and then there's a touch hole that goes into the chamber. The fire goes into there and ignites the main charge and fires the gun.
Now, this is why you see people when they're firing, sometimes they turn their head sideways. Is that right?
Well, that was the military.
Yeah.
The military, the Revolutionary War, War of 1812, military etiquette was you were firing at the army.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't aim at, plus they were using Brown Bess muskets,
yeah.
which were very inaccurate. So you were just shooting at the group.
Those were just smoothbore, like a shotgun.
Like a shotgun.
And they had, their accuracy was what, 50 yards maybe?
Guys get real good at them. You could probably hit a man-sized target at 100 yards.
Oh, okay.
So, in fact, that's one of the events we have at our shoot. It's called a trade gun.
Hmm.
And it has to be a smoothbore, flintlock, single trigger, no rear sight.
Okay.
And they shoot round ball at the rifle targets and then also shoot clay birds.
So that was one of those things to keep your powder dry.
Correct.
Because, you know, imagine in a rainstorm it was difficult to get into a firefight.
Yeah, so they called off battles quite often.
Oh, it's raining here. We'll just wave at each other.
Yeah, the wintertime they just quit fighting for a while. And
oh, yeah.
Went
now,
to camp.
Now, the percussion cap was what?
Well, it was a copper cap filled with, back then, it was filament of mercury. And it's actually the forefather of the primer that's used mm-hmm. today in cartridges. But that's what was developed, and the nipple is what the cap goes on to fire the gun.
And so when the hammer comes down, it strikes the percussion cap, which then sets off...
The impact sets off the charge in the cap.
Now, the black powder explodes.
Yes.
It doesn't burn real fast like today's powder.
Yeah.
It just explodes. So what you have is a little mini explosion going off.
Correct.
In your gun.
But it's very fast.
Very fast.
But the lower pressures. And the advantage to it is you can adjust your powder charge so that little guys can shoot. And you don't have a...
We're talking recoil. About that.
So,
yeah.
My kids all started shooting when they were, you know, 6, 7 years old.
This is something that I think people could really go out, and it's not just, you know, fun watching people shooting black powder, but it's also a history lesson.
Correct.
Over there, watching how people live back there, the type of clothing, you know, and looking at the rifles, and I'm sure people have knives and hatchets and all types of other things, tomahawks
right.
and anything.
Yeah. Tomahawk throw and pocket knife course. And
yeah.
It's a lot of competition.
Sure is. Okay.
Well, great having you on today. And again, it is the Loudbacks blackpowderclub.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For you to get the map and to look to see exactly what you're doing. And you open on April 11th. What time do you start?
The range will open at 10 a.m.
Okay.
We're with Wade Bellinger. If you have any questions, give him a call at 365-5827 or 347-9233. But look up the Loudback. What is it? Loudback.
Blackpowderclub.org.
.org. There you go.
Or we're on Facebook.
Or they're on Facebook.
Excellent.
Thanks a lot. You know
Appreciate
what? This is a
great kind of Monday morning after,
yeah.
you know, and we're going to be heading into good weather. So, and we're here at 96.5 FM on KCNR. If you're Going back and forth between the AM, we're having work on the AM tower as we speak right now. Your talk radio here with Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. It's a better-known business that gives just outstanding service in all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. This is, Martin and Pam. We've known them for 10 years. They're the ones that handle all of our HVAC, and we have had no problems. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:30 here, Monday, the 8th of April.
This politician talking about his brand new mission, liked his plans, but they came undone when it got around to God and guns. I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club, 'cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns. Keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. You love it? Is this something that you can relate to or what?
Well, you know what? I heard Steppenwolf live at Sturgis at the Buffalo Chip campground. So, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, except you couldn't hear anything after Born to Be Wild because it was like,
burnout.
Oh, gosh, you guys were going crazy.
And the circles, what are the little circle things called where it's just smoke out, burnout right there?
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
That. Hey, this is Carl Linda Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR.
96.5.
Yeah. Gosh, let's see what time. 7:35 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. It's a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to helping you. And they're your neighbors at Cornerstone Community Bank. It's a neighborhood bank here. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com and experience how they move local dreams forward. Hey, you know what? We're here with Kevin Cochise Marshall. And can I call you Cochise?
Yeah, that's what everybody does.
Okay, Cochise. Good morning. He's the president of the United Bikers of Northern California.
That's correct.
Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. So, I mean, I had to say that. You know, I used to ride up there all the time. And then it took Linda with me 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw, we were standing out there about 30 feet away from ZZ Top when they were playing. And, of course, I mean, I can't remember. I don't even know how many people were in that big campground. You know,
A couple.
There was a couple in there.
Yeah, I've been
listening to ZZ Top, and they played for, like, it cost us, like, maybe $20 to get in.
Right.
But they had ZZ Top out there, played for, like, an hour and 20 minutes. And we just saw them down here at the Civic, and it was the same songs, the same.
Oh, yeah.
Almost even the same things they said. I mean, years later. But I wanted Linda to experience Sturgis. So
everybody should at least go there once.
Yeah. You know what? And I have friends that got bikes and they talk about going there. I said, you know, even if you get there a few days beforehand, it's not as not as crowded, and you can still do everything because the vendors are there and all that. But then
it's the day rides that are great.
Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's not what Cochise came to talk about. No, we could probably all sit here and talk about runs. The Redwood run when we did that. That was interesting.
We can tell stories all day long.
All day. But you're here because you got an event that's going to help people.
Right. This weekend we're having Ed Fowler's Turkey Run. Ed Fowler was a charter member of the United Bikers. He helped Mac and I and Dirty Dave Davis and a couple other people start United Bikers about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole purpose was to give to charities in our local community.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause a lot of times people collect and it goes out of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to do things for other charitable organizations in our community. Like we have a run called High Bars, Low Cars up in Bernie that supports the Intermountain Women's Refuge,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what we do. We charge ourselves $20, go for a ride, and then give all the money away.
Well, that's a good idea.
I don't think you can get any more nonprofit than that.
No, everybody volunteers, and then you take your own money and you give it to ride, which you would do anyway.
Right.
And the money goes to a good cause.
Right.
Now, tell us about the turkey run here.
Okay. One of the things we like to do all throughout the year is collect donations for food and kind of get things ready for the fall in November. So we start collecting for turkeys now.
Uh-huh.
Ed Fowler used to have a party or a run at his house on his birthday, and he would even let us do bike games in the little field by his house,
mm-hmm.
and he'd purchase trophies and awards to give out. And I remember 1 year I won the egg toss. It was great.
Now, the egg toss, do you do that from a motorcycle?
No.
Okay, you don't, like, straddle it?
No.
And throw eggs at each other?
No.
Okay, no.
It's just regular egg toss.
Regular egg toss.
People
okay.
line up, yeah.
That is a hoot, too.
We do some things with the motorcycle. One year we went to the Burn Foundation camp up by Lassen, and we put the Burn kids on our bikes and let them put the balls on the cones while we were riding them down there. And they was just, they were real nervous coming up to it, but afterwards they were, you know.
Now, these are kids that have suffered burns.
Yeah.
And so you all put them on your motorcycles.
Right.
You go around a bunch of tough old guys.
Exactly.
And driving around out there. You know what? We rode with United Bikers in different events. I wouldn't say we were members or anything like that, because I don't usually join things.
Except for the Marine Corps for 30 years.
That was
enough joining, right?
Yeah, because I joined an organization. People tried to kill me. So
exactly.
I thought I didn't want to join anything else after that. But the amount of things that you all do, people see bikers coming by, you know, the tats and the long hair and things, and go, oh, gosh, you know, trouble. Well, no. There's a lot of people out there riding, lawyers and businessmen and things like that. So, anyway, so you're all raising money for?
Turkeys.
Right. Got it.
Actually, we're just celebrating Ed Fowler's life.
Right. But the money is going to?
Buy turkeys.
For?
For Thanksgiving. It'll all be donated to Liberty Hill Christian Church.
Okay.
And they hang on to it, and then in November we have a couple of food drives, and we add to that, and we go and buy, like, I don't know how many hundreds of turkeys or whatever, however much money we got, and then we give it away to all kinds of different groups in the community.
And because there's a lot of people that they wouldn't have a Thanksgiving if it wasn't for the United Bikers of Northern California and other organizations that are out there collecting different types of canned foods and all this for, dressing and this. And then it's given to families that really need this. This is not just tossed out to anybody.
No.
These are families that are on list that the churches are helping, that the Salvation Army is helping, that all these people are being helped.
Right. That's why we partner with local churches and stuff like that.
So how many riders do you get?
We used to get maybe 50 or 60 when we had it at his place. We have it at Anderson River Park at the gazebo now. So we may have 100 people turn out, which would be great.
That's okay. Date, time, place, and where one can make a donation if they can't be there.
Okay. Date is Saturday, April 13th, this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
At 12 noon, rain or shine, at Anderson River Park at the gazebo. And it's $15 donation. And there'll be food, games, entertainment, and you can call 604-0112 for more information. And if you go to unitedbikers.org, there's a button on there that you can donate.
All right.
Okay. Now, Coaches, if people show up out there and they don't have bikes, can they still show up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing about United Bikers. We're not a motorcycle club. We're a nonprofit organization. So we hang out with anybody, or we let anybody hang out with us. Okay.
Yeah, right.
And you don't have to have a motorcycle. You know, if you've got your family in a station wagon and you want to show up and give us $5 or $10, we love you.
Okay. So, you know, this is just a good way to also start helping people now. So they can start, and you know, this is a good time to do it.
Right. Start now, and then you don't have to worry about it later.
Okay, so it's the UNBC, United Bikers of Northern California. We're talking to the president of the club, Cochise Marshall.
Not a club.
I mean, what is it? It's not a club.
It's a nonprofit organization.
It's a nonprofit organization.
Just like
that's
stand down.
Anybody can come down and ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So when you put on a ride, everybody can come in. Okay, it's just like stand down.
Yep.
Are you a veteran?
I am. I help get Stand Down started.
God bless you.
I used to be a veterans rep for the Employment Development Department for 17 years.
God bless you. I mean that. It's,
you too. You guys have been a big part of the veterans community here.
Well, you know what? It's an honor. Well, as you know, it's an honor to be able to do
that. Honor to serve.
Okay. It's going to be this Saturday. It's going to be down at Anderson River Park at the gazebo there. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a great time, and it's for a great cause.
And we hope to see everybody down there.
There we go. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, this morning, we're stacked with special guests all morning.
Yeah, we've got another one for another great event.
And then we have at 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined with Shasta College. We're going to be talking about the welding and fire technology groups. And also we have Sierra Pacific Industries, who are also involved with Becky Rowe inside of Shasta College. We have just a big lineup this morning, and we're hoping to get to some headlines, but this is really important community radio right now. We're glad you're joining Carl and Linda Bott here in KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. If you're trying to figure that one out, we are working on the tower right now with that. But we'll be right back after these messages. See you on the other side.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, founder of Adamson's Peak Performance. You're celebrating your 25 years in business, Joe, with an open house April 13th, 10 to 2, at 3050 C Street. What's going on?
Come on down and take a tour of our amazing hybrid gym. We've got some sizzling one-day-only membership offers, and we'll be giving away thousands of dollars in gift prizes.
That's April 13th from 10 to 2 at 3050 C Street, Adamson's Peak Performance.
Gather your friends and spend a hilarious night with Saturday Night Live's funny man, Rob Schneider, at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in Real Rob, which focuses on the day-to-day hijinks of Schneider's real life. The series marks the first time any actor has ever written, produced, starred in, directed, and financed an entire season of a television show. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 31st. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Aaron Watson.
Never going out of style, I was thinking wild, the sun is sinking low, we could go.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear big day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
It's balls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's wide and there's nothing, the gold and the buckle heel in.
You know what's really interesting? We're talking about rodeo now. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, your talk radio here with Carl and Linda Bottom, Free Fire Radio. Before we get going into the rodeo stuff, we do have to do a shout out to somebody that we, a veteran-owned business, somebody that we highly recommend, and that's Crackmaster.
Crackmaster windshield repair, and there's nobody better at fixing windshields than Jeff Wurst. I tell you what, Jeff Wurst will take a look at your windshield. If you can fix it, he'll fix it. If he can't, he'll tell you that. He's not going to waste your time or money. Integrity and professionalism. He can fix a chip, a very small chip in your windshield, which you don't want it to get any bigger, or cracks up over 2.5 feet in length. Think about that. He can fix. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield. Got to be 11 years ago now, and he still can't see it. Give him a call. 241-8373 for an appointment, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. All you RV drivers and people own RVs, get that little chip down there, take it to Jeff. He works on them all the time.
And talk about keeping updated on rodeo stuff. You know, a lot of times you feel as you get older, like, I'm just not with it when it comes to, you know, the current dances. And that's where we discovered the floss dance.
The floss dance was at... Last year's rodeo.
With the kids.
And so the clown out there, every year, he goes out and he starts talking about the floss dance. And all these kids are out there doing the floss dance. And I'm looking at it and I'm
Barry
thinking,
knows what it is.
Well, Barry does it all the time. We're here with Barry Weisswasser. And he is the floss dance.
Good morning, Asphalt Cowboy.
Good morning.
All right. You know what? You know why they wear yellow shirts? Why do you wear yellow shirts?
It's tradition.
Yeah, but what started yellow?
You know, it was before it wasn't before I was born, but it was before I ever got involved in the Cowboys. It's always been yellow and green.
It's been, now how old are the Asphalt Cowboys? Not you, of course, you're just a child.
Established in 1953, according to your shirt.
That's correct.
That's why he was trying to read it upside down. That's why we wanted to help him.
It was before I was
born. 1953. Well, I always understood as yellow covered up the stains of beer. So is that true?
It could be it.
No, it's not true at all. It complements the color of beer.
But it also could be the color of batter.
No, I'm not sure if I'd eat yellow pancakes.
Well, the batter is yellow. Okay, so the Asphalt Cowboys 2019 Rodeo Week activities, and Barry Weisswasser is here this morning talking about things that are happening. We need you to mark your calendars because it begins on May 5th, the whole week of festivities.
Yes, we've really changed things around this year. We're having the... Unlike in past years, the Friday night before Rodeo Week, we're having it on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. I think they're serving tacos, but I'm not sure.
How fun. So that's going to be your top hand dinner.
Yes.
All right.
And that's at the Riverview Country Club. The next day, us Cowboys have to wake up early and get down to Gold Hills Golf Course for our annual golf tournament, which is always a absolute fantastic event.
And anybody can sign up for that, right?
So oh, yes.
What's your fee to...
The for a cart and per person golf, $125, which includes, a breakfast, lunch, dinner.
$125 for a cart and how many?
And...
Is that for
how
four?
Many, what, golf balls?
No, I mean, like, how many you're...
No, it's $125 a person.
Four.
But it also includes
right. The
steak dinner.
Oh, gosh.
And it's just a good time.
Okay, sounds like great. So that's your Cowboy Golf Tournament. That's the next day, May 6th. We want you guys to mark your calendars again. So now we skip through to May 10th.
Which is the next Friday. And we've brought the street dance, hoping to bring in more people. Because it's a blast, and we like to have a lot of people come. That'll be on May 10th, Friday evening, down at the rodeo grounds, or in front of our clubhouse, actually.
Ooh, that's great.
And the band this year is California Country. It's a great country band.
Ooh, so we're going to two-step.
Well, you're going to two-step, yes.
That sounds good.
You know, Barry can three-and-a-half-step.
That's right.
It's one of the most interesting dances you're ever going to see in your life.
It's the trip at the end.
Yeah. Which just happened recently to you. I'm not going to go any further than that because you said, don't. Okay.
He said something about a deer tranquilizer dart. What did that mean?
Special Kids Day is also happening, which, you know, we that's one of our favorites, the Special Kids Day.
You know, and that to me is my favorite also. I mean, it's emotional, it's uplifting, it's just everything. I mean, we bring in kids from all over the area with special needs. We get them bussed in and put them up on a horse, and sometimes they're just thrilled to get up on that horse, and sometimes they're scared to death. But we put them up there, and by the time we get around the arena, the kids don't want to get off the horse. I mean, of course they're not. All smiles.
It is. Yeah. It's, you know what? It's outstanding.
All right. So we're here with Barry Weiswasser with the Asphalt Cowboys. And we start off early because, you know, we're almost at mid-April here. And, of course, we start with everything Asphalt Cowboys and how hard they work throughout the year with the Top Hand Dinner, which starts May 5th. We just have about 4 minutes left. We're going to give tickets away. And let's also talk about, let's finish down with what's happening so you can mark your calendars like, oh, that's that day. Oh, it's that day.
Okay, so Special Kids Day is Monday morning, May 13th. That evening will be our chili cook-off.
I have a question.
And our quick draw contest.
And this is a lot of fun. How come Linda and I, y'all don't invite us to be in the chili cook-off judges anymore? Because
you know, luckily I'm not in charge of that.
Well, you might want to ask
otherwise,
him because
you never would
that
have
was
been.
Something. That was something. Cut off this mic. Just cut off this mic. Not my mic. His mic.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. All
anyway,
right.
Okay. But that's a good deal.
Chili kickoff is the cook-off is really fun. And, you know, to see what people actually, you know, what they do. Anyway, they're in their variations.
The quick draw contest is also that night. The next day, the 14th, will be our bank and business judging. I've heard there may be a holdup. I'm not sure.
I mean, there's only been one for how many years? How many decades has there been a?
Well, 60-something.
60-something there's been.
65.
Now, you cannot, though, run around town shooting your guns, though, because people get excited.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no. No.
That's May 14th, never. By the way, for the bank holdup and the business judging. Then we go to the Kitty Pet Parade.
That's Thursday evening or
that's
afternoon.
Happening in the Mount Shasta Mall. And then,
on Friday, our big event, the Pancake Breakfast. Well, one of the big events.
And we're going to give away probably the first tickets that have been given away in the Reading area, and that is for the 66th annual Pancake Breakfast. Your call this morning, you're going to get two of those tickets, and you know this is the best event where you get the best watching the Reading. Okay, Weiswasser, don't tease me. You get the best
third caller.
The best view of all of Reading in downtown Reading.
605-456-7 to the third caller.
10,000 of your best friends. Also, don't forget Saturday, the Reading Rodeo Parade. The theme is general stores and saloon doors.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun. And, of course, we have the Marine Corps Color Guard coming again, which they start off the parade, which is great.
Anyway, don't forget Reading Rodeo, all of the Rodeo Week events. It's going to be fantastic, again, as usual.
And Reading pre-rodeo grand entry May 18th. So we've got big, big things happening. Asphalt Cowboys 2019 Rodeo Week activities. We're going to have a poster up here, and we're taking your calls right now for tickets for the Pancake Breakfast.
Free tickets. And you know what? And people say 10,000 people. Everybody that's been in Reading and goes through this, I don't think you're constantly moving. And I don't think anybody's had to wait more than like 5 minutes, maybe a few more, but not much.
Right.
You're serving like, how many pancakes do y'all serve during this thing? Have y'all ever counted? Well, how about batter? How many pounds of batter?
You know, that's a question that'll come up tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm a pancake chef. I don't make the batter.
Oh, you're the one that cooks pancakes.
You're a flipper.
Yep. And they're called Golden Delicious when I make them.
Oh, okay. We'll remember that.
So be sure and come through my line.
Okay. We will do that, of course.
Thank you, Barry, so much.
And Barry, you know what? In all the money you raise, let's talk about this.
Sure.
Money, where does it go to?
Well, first of all, we do everything we can. If the sheriff has any needs, we bought canine dogs. We have a law enforcement scholarship. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, we bought the armor-piercing bullet vests for the sheriff's department.
It prevents the armor-piercing bullets from getting through.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. I should have clarified.
Yeah, that's what I was going to, you know.
Yeah.
Ceramic plates, usually they put in those. So.
Yeah. And also, last year, as a result of the car fire, we had a car fire fundraiser for the victims of car fire. We helped 77 families and raised over, I believe it's a total, well, that we could spend above any cost that we have, like $58,000, which is awesome.
Barry Weisswasser from Asphalt Cowboys. We still got to give away some tickets here this morning.
For the Pancake Breakfast, yeah, which is being held May 17th. Okay, we'll be right back. And coming up, Shasta College, we're going to talk the technology of the welding and fire groups. KCNR, this is Carlin Lindebaugh at Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. has now designated Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a foreign terrorist organization. Secretary of State Pompeo says the Guard richly deserves that label.
The IRGC will take its rightful place on the same list as terror groups it supports. Lebanese Hezbollah, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Hamas, Qatib Hezbollah, among others, all of which are already designated as foreign terrorist organizations.
The action will tighten the economic screws on Iran through additional sanctions. President Trump has named a successor to his Homeland Security Secretary, who has resigned.
In public, Kirstjen Nielsen pushed the president's immigration policies and backed family separations at the border.
It is important to note that these minors are very well taken care of. Don't believe the press.
But the Trump administration's been looking at a Homeland Security shakeup. Last week, it abruptly withdrew a key immigration nomination, and yesterday, Nielsen went to the White House to meet with the president, with sources saying she didn't know if she'd resign or be fired.
Correspondent Sagar Magani says Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan has been named acting Homeland Security Secretary. An American tourist freed after being held captive by kidnappers in Africa.
Ugandan police say they've rescued Kim Endicott and her Ugandan guide. While offering few details, they and the pair are in good health and in the safe hands of security officials.
Correspondent Matt Small. Baltimore City Council calling on Mayor Catherine Pugh to resign. Investigators probe lucrative deals she negotiated to sell her children's book series. Pugh currently on indefinite leave from City Hall, citing health issues. Wall Street stocks deep in the red so far this morning. Right now, the Dow down about 113 points. The S&P 500 index currently off 5.5. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at GetEthos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Nissan shareholders approving the ouster from the automaker's board of directors of its former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, facing allegations of financial misconduct. The approval indicated by applause from the more than 4,000 people at a Tokyo hotel for a three-hour extraordinary shareholders meeting.
This is the first chance that Nissan has had to get Carlos Ghosn off the board of directors since his arrest last November. So he has, even while he's been held in prison and charged with various financial misdeeds, he has remained on the board of directors. And in fact, last month, while he was out on bail, he attempted to take part in a previous board of directors meeting.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes. Britain's government and the opposition clinging to hope of finding a compromise Brexit deal 48 hours before Prime Minister May must try to persuade European Union leaders to grant a delay to the UK's departure from the EU. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump proposing new drug penalties on Mexico.
President Trump says he's looking into slapping Mexico with unspecified economic penalties until that nation cracks down on the border crisis. Mr. Trump cites the crisis of drug trafficking along the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump wants Mexico to stop drug cartels and violent gangs from sending narcotics throughout ports of entry.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Delta Airlines coming in first in a long-running study that ranks U.S. airlines by how often flights arrive on time and other statistical measures. Researchers who crunch the numbers also say that, as a whole, U.S. airlines are getting better at handling baggage and overcrowded flights and are getting fewer complaints. Researchers at Wichita State University and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University releasing their annual study today. That study is now in its 29th year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 1460 is having a little tower maintenance this weekend, and we should have it right back up this morning. Your talk radio station. Hey, the news is brought to you by Shasta Gas. I'm sorry, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring community and compassion. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. 8:05 in the morning here on the 8th of April, 2019.
We have a flash flood watch for overnight tonight. Looks like we've got showers at around low, our lows about 57, and then heavy rain. According to this National Weather Service, if we look at right now, it looks pretty, there's not a shower and it looks fabulous, like the clouds are breaking, which would be great. But anyway, Tuesday, slight chance of rain and sunny with our highs of 68 and our lows of 45. Wednesday calls for a beautiful sunny day. Now look at this, 72 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with the lows of 48. Thursday calls for a chance of showers with our high of 67 and our lows of 47. That's a 48 forecast here. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. It's a veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you two. Hey, 96.5 is coming in crystal clear, so you know.
Perfect.
Well,
thank you.
You know, I've got to run down there because I just talked to the tire guys, and they're saying there's a lot of water down there. So we
may have 1460.
We may have to go down and reset or something like that.
Right. Okay. So at least you're getting that
coming in crystal clear. So
thank you.
Super. Sounds real good. Okay, anyway, tonight at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the church that shall remain nameless, we are going to have a very special presentation by Janet Chandler. She's going to be talking about Articles the First. Now, Articles the First was the original First Amendment, and the information and all the documentation of Articles the First was found in Kentucky in 2011 in the archives in Kentucky, and then also confirmed with archives from Connecticut that the original First Amendment isn't our original First Amendment at this point. The original First Amendment actually was about representation. Go figure. So it's going to be a very, very interesting program tonight. Janet's done a lot of study on this. There is a court case that's been in front of the Supreme Court. It's Eugene Laverne versus the House of Representatives, and it's gotten that far. But it's going to be a very, very interesting evening tonight. I think folks are really going to get a good education, but also maybe taken back a bit by the process of something being discovered that's been ratified since 1789.
Yeah. Okay, Terry, that's tonight at 6 p.m. at the church that will remain nameless.
Yes, sir, it will. And one other quick thing, too, if I may. That is, I would ask people to tune in to Sovereign Minds program yesterday. You can start at 46 minutes and 9 seconds and go to an hour 35. It's about 40 minutes worth of listening. That's very, very, very vital and very important to a lot of people. Very, very good program.
Okay.
Kevin Kiley and Mark Baird were on discussing some things, and I think it's very important for everyone to listen to.
Okay. Thanks a lot,
Terry. Thanks, Terry.
You gotcha.
All right. Hey, we're here today with Shasta College, and we are on a tight time frame here.
Well, we have a lot to cover here. We're going to be talking with guests from our welding and fire technology groups, and we're going to start with our welding to go first, featuring Mark Smith, who's an instructor, joined by a student currently enrolled in the program.
Sean, good morning. Okay.
Yeah.
Mark, tell us, we talk about
Get in there, buddy.
We talk about people looking for jobs. Welders.
Right.
You train welders in how many different fields?
Well, first I'd like to say is I retired as a full-time instructor after 26 years of teaching. And I retired on a Friday and went back to work on a Monday.
You did?
Because of our shortage in labor force.
That's so passion. I think that's love
so
and
passion.
So you
started working back in welding then?
Yeah. So I went, I started on a Caltrans job off the freeway inspecting piles that they were driving. So the welding of those. So I guess what I'm getting at here is that there's so many opportunities right now for welders that even after you retire, our workforce is just clamoring for people. So back to your question, what can you go into is in welding, sometimes welding is a trade in itself or it's a tool of the trade. So just real briefly, there's some of the things that you can go into is you can go into manufacturing, you can go into repair, you can be an owner, you could be a supervisor, you can be a foreman. You can go into different skilled trades. So such as our diesel technicians, they have to know how to weld. Equipment operators, it's good if they know how to weld. Machinists, it's good if they know how to weld. So that could be just a tool in their toolbox. They can go into construction as an owner, owner-operator. You can go into inspection like I'm doing now. You can do non-destructive testing, destructive testing. You can go into education.
Okay. Mark, not to interrupt you, but there's absolutely. So there's 1,000 different career fields we're talking about. So when you get somebody that wants to be a welder, how do you start? I mean, there's how many different types of welding is? I mean, I know that every time I go down there, I hear all different types of that you learn at Shasta College.
Yeah, there's different processes. So within our certificate and our degree, you will do all processes. You can go into the program and just select one process. If a company is just using stick welding or TIG welding or MIG welding or flux core welding or pipe welding.
What's MIG welding?
MIG, that's metal inert gas. Okay. It's better known as, well, maybe not better known as gas metal arc welding.
Okay.
And that's a very popular process, and even home hobbyists use that process quite a bit. And we use it in industry as well.
Is that with the bottle and you light it off?
No, that's oxy-fuel welding.
Oh, that's oxy-fuel
right.
welding.
Yeah, okay. So it's a semi-automatic mode, and you typically have CO2 or an argon CO2 mixed gas on it, and you can run with hard wires. It's really a long question that you don't want me to get into.
There's a lot of different processes. But the thing is that I guess somebody can specialize in something, but learning all of those really opens up your field.
Absolutely.
You
have a lot of opportunities, and I always encourage students that they're going to go into the field and they need to find a home. They need to find a place where they want to work. Or some people just take the program just for their own personal interests.
I've been wanting to come down, and when I get enough time to learn how to burn steel. Is that it, burning steel? something like this. Is that what it's called? For me, it would be melting steel.
There you go.
And melting steel and making huge huge piles of stuff there on the side.
And with us also, we've got one of the students taking the class, and also Becky Rowe, who is from Sierra Pacific Industries, who's going to give us an employee's perspective on the welding program and the great partnership they have with SBI and a bit about the industry. So let's kick it off with Becky. We'll also talk to one of the students here. And Becky, but the question is, people are trying to figure out what maybe at any age we're going to go into, I've got to think about maybe a new career, or I'm starting, I've got to figure out something. So they want to work with their hands. They're thinking about welding. What's happening with Sierra Pacific?
So at Sierra Pacific, just like with many manufacturers in our region and across the state and across the nation, we definitely are always looking for those skilled professionals, those skilled trades, semi-skilled. It really becomes kind of an entry-level point into many different directions with Sierra Pacific that you can go. Across the industry as a whole, their transportable skills. We really value the relationship and the partnership that we have with Shasta College. Shasta College is fantastic about really listening to the employers in our area in industry, making sure that the skills that they're teaching and what they're providing their students is providing us as employers a really knowledgeable, skilled workforce that can come in, do the jobs, and have those opportunities and kind of take off and build that success.
All right, so that's interesting. How many Sierra Pacific, how many people do you employ right now?
So Company-wide, overall, we're approaching the 5,500 number. Here within Shasta County, we're right around 1,000. That would be at our Shasta Lake facility, Anderson facility, and Burney facility. And not that we have 1,000 welders, but these types of programs that the college offers, not just in their welding, but in their industrial technology, heavy equipment, all of those kind of CTE career pathway type programs, there are a lot of skills, and we definitely do value students coming out of those programs, and we employ many of them.
That's great because so, you know that's going to be quality.
Right.
And we were told that by another Sierra Pacific spokesperson that y'all would hire 500 more people if you could find them. You know, I mean, starting from Washington all the way down through here, because you're always looking for people that are skilled. And I'm not saying they're all welding, but there's other jobs that are open that also are taught at Sierra Pacific.
Correct. And that I think one of the true values and one of the things that we really enjoy with our partnership and why we've invested time with the partnership with Shasta College in an advisory capacity along with many other employers in the county and in the region is because we really find value not only in the skills that they're learning, but that Shasta College understands who their employers are. They understand where they're sending these students out into. They understand the cultures of those companies, and they match them up very well.
Okay. Excellent. We're going to take a break on that note. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Sean, who's a student at Shasta College.
Yeah, where the metal touches the road here. But you know what? We were gone this weekend. We were up in a really nice area. The thing about it is, when you're gone for 2 nights, you sleep in their beds. And the beds were okay. But when you come back, we get back to our sleep number bed.
Shout out to Sleep Number.
I tell you what, we've been sleeping on Sleep Number now for, gosh, at least 5 years, maybe 6 years now. And it's the best night's sleep that I've had.
Sleep Number setting changes, which is great because the dual temp, the dual control, so yeah, I can change. But I had mine at 45 last night.
My Sleep Number setting was 60 last night. And now with the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to keep to you. Now, when you add a FlexFit smart adjustable base, you can also raise the head or foot of your bed for ultimate relaxation. And if your partner's snoring, you just reach over there and go,
allergies, any of that stuff. It's great for drainage.
Come in and save up to $1,000 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds when you add a smart adjustable base. Only for a limited time, so run on down there to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center and tell them Carl and Linda sent you. That's Sleep Number, rated number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. We'll be right back with our
Shasta
friends
College.
From Shasta College.
So he burns them rods, and let me tell you, he's a hell of a hand. This is the story of the welding man.
Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in. Check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Real people, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could win bundles of cash playing our Plinko board, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our It's Raining Cash Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to play the Plinko board weekly to win free slot play. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win free slot play, entries, prizes, or $10,000 in cash. Plus, every 200 points gets you an entry. Draw Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Tuesday, April 30th, where you could win $10,000 cash. Two grand prize winners. Ask us how to earn extra entries. Remember to join us every Monday for Military Mondays. Serve a soldier with our 15% discount on Elements and Creekside Pub and Grill food for all veterans. Receive $11 free slot play along with a Military Monday card at the River Club. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The Backhoe and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backhoe and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And now, back to our show.
It puts holes in my shirt.
This is a welding song. It puts holes in my shirt. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You're a talk radio station. Hey, you know, adult talk radio.
We just talked with Becky Rowe, who is the workforce development person from CR Pacific Industries, and we are here with Shasta College right now, and we've been talking about the Welding and Fire Technology Group, of course, with Mark, who had worked as a teacher for 26 years. On a Friday, retired, on a Monday, went back to work because there's such demand, and it's been a fascinating story so far, and we're going to continue on with that. All right, let's just do a shout-out to our sponsors, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, speaking of welding. That's one of the things that we're going to lead into, and the fact that in the welding department, and what we discussed at the break, Carl.
Well, somebody said, how many graduates of the welding program have a job in welding? And the answer to that is, let's go back to Mark.
Well, the answer is, and what I hear from industry and what I tell my students, is we have 100% placement of students that are willing to work and really buy into all the soft skills and really know how to get along, and they can go into a company and produce and understand that they're at a starting basis and going to work their way up.
Yeah, they're not going to start at $50 an hour.
No.
Let's just say that. But if they are a good student, like you are in any type of course, whether it's
Absolutely.
IT or any type of business course, if you're good at what you're doing, you're going to have that job and 100% placement.
Yeah, 100% placement of students that are willing to go to work. And then I would also like to say is that oftentimes welding is an opportunity to get into a business and then work their way up. We have many examples at Sierra Pacific where I walk through there and I see they started as a welder, and now they're in supervision or moving out, you know, into different areas, millwriting, machining, and so forth.
Okay, you know, we have a student with us.
Sean Freeborn, good morning.
You know, with that
hey,
name,
thanks for having me on, guys.
You know what, we should call him the Freeborns.
Yeah.
The Freeborn Company.
Yeah.
Whoa!
So, Sean, let's talk about a little bit about your history.
Sure.
What brought you to Shasta College, and what interested you in the welding department? And that's what your is that your focus?
Yes. I started out as just a student. I didn't know what I wanted to do necessarily. I was going through college and taking all my general ed classes, and I really enjoyed watching people on TV, you know, those old shows like American Chopper, stuff
yes.
like that, watching guys, you know,
yeah,
in the shop
right.
and welding. And I was like, you know what, I really want to take one of those classes. So I took a beginning welding class, and it got its teeth into me. And now I'm going to graduate this semester with a welding degree and plenty of stackable certifications.
That's great. Now, what do you see yourself doing? How do you, if you could throw it on the wall and see a visual of your dream job, knowing what you know now and what you'd like to learn and where you want to go, what is that? What's that look like?
I think my dream job eventually would be running my own fabrication company, something like that. I think to get there, though, I need experience in the field, and so you know I'm looking for, and you know, right now, something more like working as a fabricator or as a millwright or as a machinist or something that combines all three. I just like making stuff, so something that can really give me a lot of different, wide variety of shop skills, and get me ready for running my own business eventually.
That's great.
Okay, you know, let's go back to Becky here. Becky Rowe, who is with Sierra Pacific and hires a lot of these graduates. And so what do you see that comes out of Shasta College?
You know, the skill sets that we see just from that practical skill set application are all there. I think what we all, and I think all employers look for that hireability. You look for that elusive fit. And I think Shasta College does a particularly good job of preparing their students in their welding program and in the programs that we have had partnership with, in preparing them to actually join the workforce. They are not just skill ready, they're job ready. They understand the accountability factor. They understand you have to be willing to work. They come in understanding that they're coming in entry level. And so that trainability factor, that attitude to continue learning, the understanding that there's stuff about each individual employer that they might be applying at that they don't know. They have that base foundation, but they're going to have to learn the job of that particular industry or that particular employer. And having that really solid understanding, it makes a potential new hire coming in much more trainable and has a lot better opportunity for success within the company when they have been prepared correctly before coming in. They have their expectations set at the right level.
Most of the people you talk to, they go through the schools, and then the employer takes them and says, okay, they've got the basics here. Now we want to train them in the way that we work.
Absolutely.
But if you already know how to weld and you've entered at a high level, it's a lot easier to train them then. Now, when you say entry-level job, what does that pay?
So entry-level job in Shasta County here is going to run right around $15.80 to $16 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's opportunities we have within our company, opportunities internally within our existing crew members to bid up into other jobs. So as other positions that are higher up come open, there's a process where people can kind of throw their hat in the ring. There's some objective matrix that's looked at, and then that's how they advance in the company. And it does happen sometimes rather quickly. Sometimes it takes a little longer. It just kind of depends on who you have at those upper levels that are, you know, retiring or kind of moving out, and it opens those spots up. But it's still a really solid, good wage coming in, great benefits, very family-oriented company, and we really have found a lot of students out of Shasta College that kind of fit our mold really well. So
okay.
We appreciate that.
And where are you from, Sean?
I'm from Reading.
You're right here. You're born and raised here, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so when you have you put applications out? Are you graduating now this year?
I mean, this is it.
You know, you got a two-year degree?
Uh-huh.
And then all these certifications. So, frankly, you can go almost anywhere. You can go to the oil fields. You can go to a lot of places. We have a friend of ours who got his welding, but he was also underwater welding and did it up in Washington State, learned how to weld underwater and had jobs doing that for several years.
Yeah.
But so you can go literally anywhere. And work.
Absolutely.
If you wanted to.
Yeah, it's a skill that you can take anywhere, and I always know that I'll have a livelihood wherever I go. You know, it's kind of cool because my wife's a nurse, and so she could travel, and we could essentially do the same thing, you know.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, Becky, what would you tell people? I mean, are you all looking for people right now?
Oh, absolutely. We typically, especially here in Shasta County, we have positions open. I don't know off the top of my head if we have any direct welder positions open at the moment. We always have entry level, but those lead into those other roles, you know, as people get in and decide what direction they want to go. We have millwright maintenance technicians. We have electricians, industrial electricians, which those are all parts and pieces of folks that get some of those skills at Shasta College that they do. Maybe they go out in the workforce, get some experience, but they have that Shasta College foundation that we still see coming back in and applying.
Well, I think it's fascinating, and it's wonderful. We always have this once a month that Peter Griggs puts together most fascinating people, and right here in Reading at Shasta College, I always learn something every time you all come in, and we've got a guy Mark this morning, who I love your story, that 26 years you taught, and then the next day you went back to work, and, you know, That, I love your passion and Becky, you with Sierra Pacific and the outreach, and Sean, I love your stories. Can't wait till the next segment here that we're going to be talking about here with Shasta College.
You know, the other thing too, and we can't forget this, is right in the middle of this huge construction that's going on in California.
Rebuilding.
The fires down south in the Napa Valley, and then, of course, all of our fires and the reconstruction up here. We're talking thousands of houses that have to be rebuilt here. And we need people. We need people that work with their hands, that can weld, that can frame, that can do, you know, electricity and plumbing and all these things. And you can immediately walk into jobs in all these places. Like right downtown, we're building all over downtown here, and we'll continue to build. So Shasta College is providing that basis, that groundwork, as Sean has so adroitly explained, that he's ready to go. He can work anywhere that he wants to, or he can stay here in town. Okay.
They've given me an internationally recognized certification that I can take all across the world.
Wow. That's huge.
We're going to take a quick break here. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the 9th. 62 degrees. Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. Ready and Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 for more information, or learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back after these messages. We're going to be talking fire.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join us for the 12th annual One Safe Place Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event at California Street Lab on April 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's right, Walk a Mile is downtown. Various downtown businesses have collaborated to bring you an event to remember. The walk will be followed with live music, games, art, beverages, and more. All donations will be matched dollar for dollar by the McConnell Foundation Challenge Grant to support One Safe Place youth and children's programs. Don't forget your heels.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
He doesn't want any money for the things he trained to do. He helps the ones in need, and he sees the whole job through.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, we're here with Shasta College, and we just went through their, you know, some of their technical trades, the welding, and how that ties into Sierra Pacific with their representative. But one of the other things that Shasta College is known for is the training of firefighters, and they've just opened up a new part of the academy down there. And I'm here today with Steve Thompson, who is a instructor with their fire tech group. And, of course, joining us again is Cheryl Bulovac, who is the PIO, Public Information Officer from CAL FIRE. So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Steve, how'd you get into firefighting?
I started going through Shasta College Fire Academy in about 1991. Went through the academy, got a real good interest in training, was hired with Anderson Fire, got promoted up to their training officer, and then started at Reading. Started out at the college about 2002 teaching at the Fire Academy, and then I've continued to teach out there over 30 academies that I've been an instructor for.
How about you, Cheryl?
I also went through the Shasta College Fire Academy as well as got my AS in fire technology through Shasta College. So I started out as a seasonal firefighter one with CAL FIRE here in the Shasta Trinity unit. I took a permanent position in our command center as a communications operator, and I was an LT engineer driving the fire engine for a couple of years, and then I transferred into the position that I currently hold as the fire prevention specialist and public information officer for the unit.
Oh, okay. So, Steve and Cheryl, you've seen a lot of people cycle through Shasta College, right?
Yes, I have.
How many would you say? How many do y'all train a year?
The academy itself has it changes every year, depending on 30 to – this semester we have 47 in the fire program. 35 academies that I've taught, a large number get jobs in the local area, both CAL FIRE, one of the major departments in the state.
If you go through the academy, can you get a job?
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
Because, see, you hear these things, they put these people through, but there's no jobs for them. That's not true, though. Yeah,
so I want to ask Cheryl, you, because Cheryl, I hate to say this, because I'm going to say because it's woman to woman, because you're model beautiful.
Oh,
and I wonder how, you're out there driving a big rig, and, the whole thing about, being taken seriously, what inspired you to do this work?
It is a non-traditional line of work for a female, absolutely. There are more and more women in this line of work. Definitely since I've been in, I've seen a lot more females come in. But I'd have to say it's very similar for anyone, male or female. You start to work as a crew, you learn who you're working with, their strengths, their weaknesses, and you train together and prove yourself, and there's that camaraderie and that bonding. So I'd have to say it's very welcoming. And
so you earn your respect.
Absolutely,
no matter what
everyone,
you're doing.
Everyone.
In any kind of team, I don't care if it's baseball or whatever, you're going to earn your respect as a team player.
Absolutely.
And so I just commend you because, if you were going to people watch, you go, she does this, he does that. I love the shock of this kind of thing. And so how about you? Let's talk about your background, how you got involved with what was there in your family. What inspired you to become involved in the work of fighting fires?
Well, I started off with the ROP program. It's a high school program that feeds all the agencies in the area. as soon as I got into the field, I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
But what attracted you to running into burning buildings?
Right.
There's a lot of it. It's the drone rush. It's a fun group. And then I played sports all the way through elementary and high school, mm-hmm. and it is a team effort mm-hmm. to accomplish okay. a common goal.
So, did you feel anything like you know, like you see a protect and serve, that kind of thing? Does that?
Yeah, it does. It, there's a little bit of a good feeling that you get mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. You know, we have a wide range of calls that we go on, but every time we go on a call, it's a person's worst day, and it feels good that we can show up and make their problems less or go away totally.
Steve, what are both of you really? What kind of career fields are there for firefighters? It's not just running into buildings, is it?
There's all kinds of different opportunities. Right now, especially since we have a new administration, the governor's office, you've heard recently about the fuels reduction crews that are being hired. Here locally, we've got three major projects that are underway. And those fuels reduction crews are actually starting their training. One of them is starting their training this morning as we speak. So that's a non-traditional, not on an engine firefighter line of work. We have our heavy equipment.
I think this is absolutely great. This is the best thing I've heard about fire prevention than, you know, in years, decades, who knows, maybe even a century here in California, where we're actually going to go out and do reduction of fuels. Now, when you say that, does that mean burning, or does that mean just clearing out brush, or what does that mean exactly?
It's a combination of all of the above: clearing brush, doing some vegetation management projects through burning, mm-hmm. prescribed burning, those types of things. So it's all of the above, and okay. we're hiring seasonal workforce, year round workforce to support those.
So the governor is serious about this, huh?
Absolutely. This administration is very, very serious about financially and through personnel supporting fire prevention and response.
Wow. Okay. What are the kind of career fields are there, Steve?
At the governor level, they're serious, and all the way down into the city of Redding.
Oh, yeah.
Also. Unfortunately, with the car fire, it drastically affected the city. We are continually starting or hiring firefighters, apprentice firefighters that are starting to pick back up, and a fuels modification crew too, also with REU. So there's opportunities from the academy. The certs that they get through the academy qualify them for each and every position through the city, and they would be able to fill into those spots depending on their experience in mm-hmm. fire.
So they can become accredited and get this educational at Shasta College. So if you're just tuning in, we're here with the hour that Peter Griggs puts together, and we're always fascinated with, you know, the first half was welding and placement with
Sierra Pacific.
And here we are, we're talking about it. It's so timely right now because of everything. We just drove again. We went up to Cedarville and back, and the fires and, you know, seeing scorched areas that we weren't aware of. Oh my gosh, above Bernie and such. So, if one wants to figure out how they can get a job, they have to first get accredited or something. They come to Shasta College. Is this how it works?
They can get positions with CAL FIRE seasonally prior to having their academy, but there are certain criteria that need to be met. At this point, we're really looking at a year-round fire season. It's not, you know, like the six-month thing that we used to know. Mm-hmm. They're really looking at working more towards a nine-month, which makes it difficult to take a semester of an academy. So it is very helpful if you're looking at making this a career and dedicating yourself to that maximum employment time to get that under your belt before you start, but it can be done after.
We have a nephew, Carl's sister's son, who went to like the top high schools,
from the Citadel, graduated from law school.
Yeah, and then decided, before he actually got his law degree, right?
He's never gone to the bar.
Yeah, but he decided I'm going to be a firefighter.
He's a firefighter in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Good for him.
And by the way, every firefighter in Chattanooga, Tennessee has a second job because they don't pay, you know, the greatest. But areas, yeah, with a law degree, and he's doing this. So, but he loves it.
And, that's important. You got to enjoy it.
Right.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Steve Thompson and Cheryl Bulabak. Steve's an instructor with the Fire Tech Group. And also a firefighter here for the city of Redding.
Yeah, I'm a fire captain on engine. And
which engine?
Help out with hiring process for the city.
Which engine? Which?
Engine 4. That's engine the south that? End, South Bonneville.
Oh, okay. I know where that's South Bonneville. Yeah. Where that's at. Okay. The and then, of course, Cheryl is the public information officer, but she's also communications officer there and has been a has gone through the academy and gone through all of these, too. So she's not just another pretty face out there. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof since 1993. Judy has been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners. Give her a call at 221-0441. And we're talking fires. If you have any questions about fire insurance, even if you don't work with Judy, if you hadn't been insured by Judy, give her a call. She's more than willing to help anybody that suffered from a fire disaster. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:44 in the morning. It's 62 degrees out there. It's supposed to be raining, but I haven't seen any yet.
It's beautiful. We'll take what we get.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
April 20th through the 28th.
Over a week of classic fun.
So dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th, and get your tickets now for the main event with over 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 27th.
So get your car registered today.
Discount advance tickets are available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Avoid the lines and buy yours now. Don't miss the 30th annual Cool April Nights, April 20th through April 28th.
Oh, baby, Cool April Nights is coming. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Visit Redding, Marquis Shasta, Block Beverage, Napa Auto Parts, Action News, Redding McDonald's, and this radio station.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mounts. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to PowerhouseSolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
The 25th annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Red T-Bird Automobile. In a minute.
my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. We're talking about fires.
Wonder why we love country. Yeah. They always nail it.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Whether it's emergency room, heart, stroke, anything, they are fully, not only just fully accredited, but in the top 50 hospitals in the United States right here in Reading. That's right. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Give them a call or, you know what, here's the type of thing is, you go to the emergency room, you can spend hours waiting, not at Shasta Regional. Their average right now is 32 minutes, and it's dropping, and they want to get it down to 30 minutes or less. You know, if you've ever been to an emergency room, you can say, oh, God, why wouldn't I go there? Well, if you had to go to the emergency room, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And speaking of that, we have two firefighters in here, Steve Thompson, who is an instructor with the Fire Tech Group out of Shasta College, and also one of our firefighters here. He's a captain out at Captain, right?
Yes.
Out at Station 4 down there by Wind River, constantly under siege out there. And, of course, Cheryl Bolovac, who has been here. She's been here, what, this is her second time?
Second or third.
Yeah, you know, always like having her here. Public information officer from CAL FIRE. You know, we don't get a chance really individually to thank people. But you all feel the love and appreciation from the people in the North State?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The outpouring of support and positive comments, smiles, hugs from everyone in the community it's overwhelming and it's so humbling.
Why do people like firefighters more than policemen?
It's true.
It's usually when they see us, we're either saving their life or helping them in some way. And we're there to help. So it's
policemen make firefighter jokes all the time. I love
firemen
it.
Firemen make policeman jokes too.
Okay. What's your best policeman joke? Okay, I'm not going to go there. Because you'll be pulled over on the way out.
Exactly.
Okay, Steve's face actually turned red. Okay, you've got a bunch of new buildings out there at Shasta College. Tell us about that to help train firefighters.
The first phase of the HBON was completed.
You can't use acronyms.
March 13th, the towers were built, and we are on the process of getting the final touches done on them, so the next academy should be able to roll right in.
Okay, now what kind of facilities are those?
One of them is a two-story with a roof operation prop, and the which is just for search, rappelling, any type of rescue, mm-hmm. a rescue tower. The other one is a live burn tower. It has three burn areas in the building, and it is also three stories with different types of props that we can use for simulating rescues in a fire situation.
So you have to carry the hoses up three floors?
Yes.
And then try to rescue somebody out of there. Or not somebody, but maybe, I don't know, maybe use real people, I don't know.
Yeah, we try not to.
Cheryl, what inspired you to become a fire person, a firewoman and fireman or whatever you want to say, and to get into CAL FIRE? Tell us a little bit about your history.
Well, I went back to school. I was taking a first responder class and was really kind of weighing law enforcement and fire, and it was strongly recommended that I take a fire class just to see. Mm-hmm. And I took a fire class and fell in love with it. And now 14 years later, here I am.
So 14 years you've been in the industry.
Yes.
And Steve, you're a West Valley kid. Yeah. You said you did sports. What kind of sports?
Football, baseball, and wrestled.
Okay. So when I said baseball team, you totally got the whole team membership thing.
What do you like best about this?
I love the fact. I love to hear the history and how you get involved, and now it's your career, and you're here. You're great spokespeople, encouraging people listening that maybe they're thinking about another, what can I do with the rest of my life, and or how can I inspire my kids or my nephew or my grandkids to, like, do something that is noble, but it is it's a noble profession.
For me, I look at it, it's so rewarding because you're able to help people on, like Steve said, what can be the worst day of their lives. But it's so rewarding to know that you've made a difference, that you've done something positive. And, you know, sometimes it's pretty hard on us too, but there really is a true fire family sense where we're supporting each other and looking out for one another as well.
You know, there's been several movies about firefighting. And one, of course, is the latest one that came out about the hot shots out of Prescott, Arizona, ended tragically. Was what you saw in the movie pretty close to what happens out there in the wildfires? I don't. Maybe y'all don't fight the wildfires out there. You're more structure fires.
No, we do both.
Okay. Was it because they, you know, the last part of that movie they used the radio transmissions, but was it like that out there?
I don't like watching fire movies.
Okay.
Because I pull them apart on training issues.
I know. I'm same thing. I'm same thing about
Carl
war
with
movies.
Military
I'm
movies there,
or you know contract guys going. I'm going.
You'll see somebody.
Well, what about Backdraft? Did you ever? Because you don't even watch them then.
Yeah, well, I have seen them. I don't watch them on a regular basis.
Okay.
But again,
I get
it's you have a little bit of actual fire and a whole lot of
Hollywood drama.
Yeah.
When you go in to a building, I mean, you've already got a plan. I mean, this isn't something willy-nilly where you run in. You've got a plan about how you're entering, how you're fighting, going to fight this specific fire.
Yes. And we go in depth in the Shasta College's program. It starts off with the basic each technique, and then towards the end of it, we put it all together to actually the students are getting on fire engines that are rolling into an actual reported structure fire and getting different assignments to do it. What that does for the students is able to put each segment and put it together of what's expected when they do get a job out in the fire service.
Okay.
Well, we have friends that live up in French Gulch, and it was very interesting because we just spent the weekend with them talking more about one of the good friends that we had. They lost their home in this recent fire, and our other friends were with the firefighters up in French Gulch, and it's very interesting to hear them talk about a guy comes up and they're going to light this, fuel that to a fire. We wouldn't think that because we don't have the knowledge about it, but how a fire backdrafts or whatever it is goes into another fire, and I don't understand how a fire into a fire helps a fire not spread.
You're actually reducing the fuels between the head of the fire that's approaching and what you're trying to protect or where you're trying to stop the fire.
Okay.
So you're fighting fire with fire.
Okay.
For lack of a better term.
And he said the guy was out there, and he goes, he said he was standing there smoking a cigarette.
A cigar.
And he goes, okay, so I'm going to have to backfire this. And he starts over by his propane tank. And he waited, I guess, until the wind was just right. And he just walked along.
Saved their house.
He said it went down the hill, and he said it was a huge flame, and then just died down to nothing.
Yeah,
well, so obviously
fascinating.
He knew what he was doing.
A lot of miracles happened through the help of
that. That was because he knew what he was doing.
Right.
And that's where we go back to defensible space.
There you go.
If you had your defensible space, and you do have the brush and the trees, with these techniques that the firefighters are using out there, they can save your home.
Well,
if you don't have it,
yeah,
then the wall of fire comes and hits your house.
That's
with
it.
A lot more heat.
But when you get that firenado, though,
yeah,
I mean, there's nothing really you can do except just try to draw lines. I just saw, I just saw an article that said that aerial bombardment doesn't work the way people think it does. Is that true?
You're talking aerial.
You're talking about the big tankers coming through. They say it doesn't. It's not as effective. Oh, I got smiles here. It's not as
effective. Aircraft is an incredibly valuable asset for a lot of reasons, not just aerial firefighting, because they are the eye in the sky. Out here, there's a lot of rural areas. You know, when we have lightning pass through, trying to get into those lightning fires. The aircraft is the eye in the sky that helps guide those ground resources into those fires. They have a much better perspective and can lead them through roads or let them know how far in approximately their hike is. And then again, too, being able to fight the fire from the air and try to keep that fire in check while the ground resources are getting in there.
Would you say the working environment in firefighting is what? Great? The working environment that you're in?
It's like any line of work. There's pros and cons. You've got good days. You've got not so good days. But all in all, I find it to be an extremely rewarding career. I can't turn anyone against it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You've worked your way up to captain here.
Yeah. No, I've had some really good days and some really bad days. some of them being just this
recently.
Last summer.
Yeah, I was just thinking about what you guys have been, must have been through. Every person that that was a firefighter over the, just like it went on and on and on. And I can imagine you being in the middle of that. So thank you both for your service. First of all, it's almost like when you ask, thank a veteran. I mean, thank you for laying your lives on the line for the safety of
our
others.
First responders.
Thank you for your support.
You know what? It's easy to support people that act selflessly. You know, that go in and like you said, it could be the best thing that happens to people in moments of tragedy is to have you all show up.
And you too can learn so much at Shasta College. And let's not forget that these are our wonderful instructors and, helpers at Shasta College. 8:59, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health.